Dave, got a question here from a guy called Alan Shine, who says, what determines the initial rotation of the direction of stellar cosmic objects? In other words, you look at galaxies, they're rotating. You look at the sun, it's rotating. You look at the planets going around the sun, they're all rotating. But what makes them decide what direction to rotate in the first place?
I think basically, as far as everyone knows, basically random chance. So if you start off with matter approximately evenly spread out over the universe, and everything's a bit moved around a bit randomly, so some bits are moving a little bit in one direction, other bits moving a little bit in the other direction. And so some large areas will have ever so slight spin in one direction, and other large areas have ever so slight spin in another direction. Then if that collapses due to gravitational collapse, then if you've ever tried to climb in towards the centre of a roundabout in a playground, it spins faster and faster. Or if you've ever watched an ice skater, when an ice skater moves all of her mass into the centre, then she spins faster and faster and faster. So this minute amount of rotation that started off at a huge scale slowly gets increases and increases and increases as it collapses under gravity, conservation of angular momentum, so it speeds up and speeds up. So some galaxies will be spinning in one direction, others in the other direction.
And we should see a roughly equal proportion of each?
Yeah, basically a random.
So there should be some systems, a bit like our solar system, where instead of the planets going one way around the sun, they could all be going the other way instead.
Yes.
But you shouldn't ever see cosmic billiards going on where one's going one, but one planet's going one way and one's going the other. Unless something catastrophic has happened.
Unless something catastrophic. I think on individual solar systems, there's quite a lot of catastrophic stuff which could have gone on. You're probably more talking about galaxies when you actually have enough sort of averaging to make it work.